So, something very interesting has happened in the United States. And I'm trying to think of a very delicate way of putting this. But it seems, honestly, that just a lot of white people in America have just had enough of the way that they are treated and are expected to respond to ethnic minorities, in particular black people. Now, I want to be clear that I am not in any way encouraging any kind of racial abuse. I do not agree that we should be racially abusing each other at all. But there is a racial angle to this issue and this story, and I can't properly talk about it without acknowledging that that's the case. So this image is a still from a video that features a young mother called Shiloh Hendricks. Now, I'm not going to play the video because in it she repeatedly uses the N-word because an autistic five-year-old boy apparently stole something out of her baby bag, and she, I guess, had just kind of snapped. She just kind of had it. And she started calling this boy the N-word. And this was recorded by a Somalian man who was, for some reason, loitering around the kids' park, which we'll get to in a minute. And she was just completely unrepentant. She was like, no, I said what I said. I'm not going to apologize. I'm basically absolutely done with the way that these things keep happening in the United States. And I think this really resonated with a lot of people. And that, one might think, should provoke a national conversation in America about what the standards are for white people and black people, because they're not the same. And we have seen repeatedly standards for black people that would never be accepted for white people, and vice versa, and it's, of course, not in the white people's favour. And I think that part of the issues that people have with the black community stem from this permissiveness about letting them do things that are just otherwise unacceptable in what is supposed to be an integrated mixed-race society by liberal standards. And I think this drives a lot of white separatist thought. Because, I mean, ultimately, why wouldn't you come to the conclusion that if you're being treated by one standard, another group of people are being treated by another standard, and their standard is not only superior to your own, which is bad enough as it is, but it also hurts your community, you can see why people would be bothered about that, and they wouldn't want any more of this. Anyway, so the original rooftop Korean says, yeah, fair enough, because during the LA riots, he was guarding his shop roof while black people rioted, burned down, and beat to death some white people because of Rodney King. And, like I said, this can only go on forever, for so long, and people are going to start really, really, really getting resentful. Now, the chap who was filming was apparently an accused sex offender from Somalia. He was he and someone else will appear in court on May the 5th after being accused of raping a 16-year-old after offering her a place to stay. Right. So, an accused paedophile is wandering around a kid's play park and films this. Why is he there, exactly? That strikes me as a bit weird, especially as in his defense, he says, well, I didn't do anything wrong, I've been accused. Someone says, why did a 16-year-old accuse you of picking her up at a whatever after she ran away from home after you brought her back to a house and accused you of raping her? And he says, when she went back to her foster home, she wanted to play the victim card so attention could not get into trouble. She later said that she was assaulted and admitted, presumably, that she hadn't after she ruined our lives. Now, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to take him at face value on that, because frankly, I mean, he's not a young man. What are you doing grooming 16-year-olds? Just saying, in my country, we have some experience of older foreign Muslim men who spend a lot of their time trying to pick up teenage girls, vulnerable teenage girls who are in foster homes and things like this. Hardly respectable gentlemen is the point. So anyway, why this accused sex offender is hanging around at this park is a question I don't have an answer for. But anyway, so after this, Shiloh Hendrix started a Give, Send, Go because she wanted to help protect her family. Because as she says, we've been put into a dire situation. I recently had a kid steal from my 18-month-year-old son's diaper bag at a park. I called the kid out for what he was. Another man who recently found has a history of law enforcement, please follow me and record me and follow me to my car. He then posted these videos online, which caused my family and myself great turmoil. She got doxxed. A lot of her stuff has been circulated online, apparently. And she's got problems. And so she created a fundraiser. Initially, it was for $20,000. Then it sailed past that, so then it was for $250,000. And now she's raised it to $1 million, and she's on $350,000 almost. Which is remarkable. Because this story seems to have caught the attention of the white separatist Twitter. And they have decided that, no, they are going to use this in the way that the black community uses their fundraisers. And I think that Dissident West here is correct that what is happening right now is basically a proxy race war. This coming so quickly after the Carmelo Anthony incident and the manifest injustice that came from that. I can see why a lot of people are angry, right? And again, just other Austin Metcalf, the lad he killed. And a lot of people are saying things like, no more white guilt, no more white shame. This is the only way forward. Why should they have to live with this kind of burden? And you can see that actually a lot of it is, just self-love, right? Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, they aren't saying we hate black people. They're saying we like white people, which is quite different to what was going on Carmelo's one. Before we get to that, though, she's been reported to the police, even though I'm sure that what she's done in America isn't actually a crime because of the First Amendment. I'm reasonably sure she can say anything she likes within reason. And it's interesting that Give, Send, Go decided to wipe the comments on Carmelo's one. So, for example, if you go to his, where he raised $500,000 for murdering a young lad who was white, totally unreasonable, in my opinion, like utterly barbaric, frankly, and brutal. And the comments are all gone. You don't get to see the messages. Just the donors. Very interesting. Because I think a lot of people noticed that, as Callum has pointed out, Carmelo's mentions, the comments that went along with it, were anti-white hatred. I mean, death to the white man, how much worse can you get? Whereas with hers, it's, you know, good luck, I hope you're okay. The tone is so obviously different. Again, if you're upset that in less than 5 years America went from supporting George Floyd to supporting Shiloh Hendrix, you're really not going to like what comes next. Yeah, well, I mean, people, I think, are really annoyed. I mean, this is just, it's not acceptable that justice is denied when the races are of a certain tone, when the race is of a certain kind. It's just not acceptable. And the black community is not happy about this. For example, let's have a listen to this.
And you guys raised $250,000 for her? I am beyond disturbed. White people should not be forced to live among monkeys. Black fragility is getting pretty tiring. Sometimes to be accurate, you have to use unpleasant speech. White advocacy. I want to say that I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked. I'm angry.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm sorry, but this man murdered someone. This man obviously went looking for trouble and murdered someone. And in response, he raised $500,000 with many comments like this, whereas she said a word that, don't get me wrong, I don't think that she should be calling a 5-year-old child the N-word. Like a 5-year-old child often is not not very well socialized. A lot of the time they do things that they shouldn't do. And sometimes they do things they know they shouldn't do and they do them anyway. Trust me, I know. So I don't think that her response was in isolation reasonable. And I don't think she should have done it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to condemn people who, in a wider context, understand that there's something greater going on here. Again, like, sorry, it was just speech. This was a murder. And it's hardly unique. It's hardly alone in the dynamics of it. And, man, there were loads and loads and loads of people like this. There was a thread, in fact, of it. Where have I got? Yeah, there we go. There's just a thread of them furious, absolutely furious, and trying to get her deplatformed from Give, Send, Go, who at time of recording have not deplatformed her. Honestly, I don't agree with what she's done, but I can understand that she probably doesn't have a huge amount of money, probably lives in a rough area. I mean, why else would you be at a park where Somali accused sex offenders are prowling? And sorry, you know, this is just too damn bad. Just too damn bad. I mean, again, if the standard wasn't so evidently set by this community, then maybe I would have more of a problem with it. If we didn't see this repeatedly, and this is not the first time, there have been many others. The George Floyd fundraisers were, again, eye-opening. Absolutely eye-opening that the level of resentment many people in the black community hold towards the white community, even though I don't think the white community in America deserves it at all. I think they're insanely tolerant people generally, and what they're upset about is a lack of tolerance. People have decided that, no, we're just going to speak out against what you're doing, and it's driving them mad. How dare you? Well, I mean, how dare you? And so people are pointing out this, and I'm just going to read this from Chad Crowley, because I think it does accurately summarize why Shiloh was able to raise, so far, $750,000. For years, the pattern was held. A white person makes a comment, sometimes crude, sometimes merely unfashionable. The video is clipped, stripped of context, and cast into the digital coliseum. The crowd demands penance. Doxing follows. Then come sponsors, employees, the journalists. The result is always the same. Apology, groveling, ruin. This is not justice, it never was. It is a moral spectacle, a purification ritual for the postmodern West, where the cleansing agent is white submission. The apology is not meant to be accepted, but to affirm the guilt of the group. The goal is not reconciliation, but re-education, humiliation, and silence. Also, catharsis for the black community. But this time, it was the case of Shiloh Hendricks, the script cracked. Her personal details were posted, she received death threats, her children were targeted, and yet she did not capitulate. She did not appear on camera with a quivering voice and downcast eyes, she launched a fundraiser, and white people responded. Not the media, not the institutions, not the credential class, but ordinary white people, tens of thousands poured in to support her. The platform, Give, Send, Go, not GoFundMe, which obviously bans these things, reported over 250,000 raised in days. These were not donations, these were the stirrings of something new. Each dollar said, we see what you're doing and we are done pretending. This is more than the defense of one woman, this is a rejection of the moral framework that made her a target. The Hendricks affair is not the first of its kind, but it is one of the first to end differently. No apology, no resignation, no collapse, instead resistance. And more than anything else, that signals a shift. Ritual is breaking, and with it the spell of white guilt. And this, I am genuinely annoyed. I mean, I'm just furious, frankly, at the way that what's-his-face's, the stab man's father was treated. Right? It's just genuinely awful, because he was as contrite over this Carmelo murdering his son as anyone could possibly have been. I mean, he was openly forgiving. Like, his mother, you know, the lad's mother was just like, well, I don't want to forgive. And I tell you what, if it was one of my sons, I wouldn't forgive either. But he did everything he could according to the script. He did everything he could, everything he thought he was supposed to do. And he wasn't accepted by the black community. He wasn't, they didn't say, we're sorry. They didn't, the family of Carmelo didn't say, I'm sorry, but we stole your son forever. And so, yeah, people are glad to see when someone's like, you know what, I don't care. I'm not having this. And so, yeah, I mean, I just, I can't bring it myself to condemn this. I'm not, like I said, I don't endorse it at all. I don't think you should be calling anyone the N-word. I don't think that calling children slurs is a good idea either. And honestly, I think the current moral lock that one community has on another in the United States is just wrong. It's just wrong. The same standard should be applied to both. Like, Carmelo should not have been allowed to raise $500,000 on the back of "We hate white people, death to white people." That should not be permitted. And you should expect some kind of response if that is permitted. Because you're setting the rules of the game as black people can do what they want, and if they do something terrible to you, they can raise huge amounts of money, and white people just have to accept that. And that's not fair, and nobody's going to accept it.